Debunking Preterism, Chapter 7, Prophecy of the 70 Weeks. The prophecy of the 70 weeks in Daniel 9, 24 through 27 serves a critical purpose in the study of eschatology, largely due to the fact that the Olivet Discourse is widely considered to be an exposition of this prophecy. The angel Gabriel delivered it in response to the prophet's penitential prayer that the Jews be brought back to their homeland after being exiled for 70 years in Babylon, Daniel 9, 1 through 19. Daniel requested that the Lord turn his wrath away from Jerusalem and show favor to the desolate sanctuary of his holy temple, Daniel 9, 16 through 18. The prophecy continues as follows. 70 weeks are decreed about your people and your holy city to finish the transgression, to put an end to sin, and to atone for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal both vision and prophet, and to anoint a most holy place. Know therefore and understand that from the going out of the word to restore and build Jerusalem to the coming of an anointed one, a prince, there shall be 7 weeks. Then for 62 weeks it shall be built again with squares and moats, but in a troubled time. And after the 62 weeks, an anointed one shall be cut off and shall have nothing. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. Its end shall come with a flood, and to the end there shall be war. Desolations are decreed, and he shall make a strong covenant with many for 1 week. And for half of the week he shall put an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of abomination shall come one who makes desolate, until the decreed end is poured out on the desolator. Daniel 9, 24 through 27. Preterists and traditional interpreters generally agree on several features of the prophecy. First, it is an expansion of Jeremiah's prophecy that predicts the return of the Jews to the land of Israel after 70 years of Babylonian exile. Jeremiah 25, 11 through 12, 29, 10, and Daniel 9, 2. Enumerating the events that would occur during the period of 70 weeks, literally sevens or heptads, these 70 weeks are almost universally understood to mean 70 groupings of 7 years. 70 times 7 years equals 490 years. See Genesis 29, 27 through 28. Secondly, the prophecy pertains to the prophet's people, the Jews, and the holy city, Daniel 9, 24. Third, the 490-year period consummates the following divine purposes: to finish the transgression, to put an end to sin, and to atone for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to steal both vision and prophet, and to anoint a most holy place. Daniel 9, 24. Some scholars have attempted, with varying degrees of success, to connect all 6 redemptive actions to the first advent of Jesus Christ. Fourth, most Christian interpreters understand an anointed one who would be cut off and have nothing after the first 69 weeks, 483 years, to refer to Christ and his death on the cross. However, scholars vehemently disagree regarding the timing and events of the 70th week, in other words, the final 7 years of the prophecy. Preterists usually view the prince who is to come, Daniel 9:26, as Emperor Vespasian or General Titus, whereas many futurists see this figure to be the future Antichrist. Most interpreters see the destruction of the city in this verse as a reference to the Roman invasion of Jerusalem in AD 70, although some futurists interpret it as referring to the city's future destruction by the Antichrist forces or as a double entendre. Many preterists see the one who will make the strong covenant, alternatively strengthen the covenant, with many for 1 week, and for half of the week he shall put an end to sacrifice and offering, Daniel 9:27, as a reference to the ministry and death of Christ. On the other hand, futurists interpret the verse as describing the Antichrist deceptively and strategically confirming the Holy Covenant with many nations. Then he will violate the International League by setting up the abomination of desolation at the midpoint of the final 7 years. For half of the week he shall put an end to sacrifice and offering. On the wing of abomination shall come one who makes desolate, Daniel 9:27. This event will include the forced cessation of the daily sacrifice in the Third Temple, Daniel 9:27, 11:31, 12:11, as well as Matthew 24:15, 2 Thessalonians 2:4. Many futurists interpret Daniel's 70th week as referring to the final 7 years prior to the return of Jesus. This requires a gap of nearly 2,000 years between the 69th and 70th weeks. DeMar summarizes, again, the prophetic scenario is dependent on splitting the 70th week, 7 years, from the previous 69 weeks, 483 years, and inserting a gap of nearly 2,000 years after the 69th week and before the 70th week of Daniel 9:24 through 27. There is nothing in Daniel 9:24 to 27 that even hints that there will be a rebuilt temple, end quote. While the prophecy does not specify a gap, the grammatical construction of the passage divides the 490 years into distinct periods of 7 weeks, 49 years, 62 weeks, 434 years, and 1 week, 7 years. This allows for the possibility of one or two gaps, especially since the angel specified that certain prophetic events would signal the start and completion of each period. DeMar argues that futurists have, quote, no biblical warrant, unquote, for seeing the first 69 weeks and the 70th week as non-continuous periods of time. The idea of separation and the placement of an indeterminable gap between the two sets of weeks is one of the most unnatural and non-literal interpretations of Scripture found in any eschatological system. He claims that interpreting the prophecy in this manner is a form of manipulating Scripture and contriving a novel interpretation so that the passage fits an already established prophetic system. Kick states that a gap would indicate that we would still be in our sins. DeMar quotes the axiom that necessity is the mother of invention and claims that the idea of a future 70th week originated in the modern period. He quibbles, why is there no mention of this great parenthesis either in the Bible or in the nearly 1900 years of church history? DeMar's complaint about the traditional interpretation of this passage is verifiably false. The testimony of the Holy Church Fathers is reasonable enough to reject his insistence that such teaching is absent from the sacred tradition of the church. The Fathers taught that Jesus is the Messiah who was cut off after the 69th week, and many of them also held the view that the 70th week, and more particularly the final 3.5 years, is reserved for fulfillment in our future. For example, Irenaeus, circa AD 180, saw the final week as pointing to the final 7 years prior to the return of Christ. Hippolytus, circa AD 200, taught that the final week referred to the last week that is to be at the end of the whole world. He laid out this futurist view of the prophecy. For when the 62 weeks are fulfilled and Christ is come and the gospel is preached in every place, the times will then be accomplished. Then there will remain only 1 week, the last. And in the middle of it, the abomination of desolation will be manifested. This is the Antichrist, announcing desolation to the world. And when he comes, the sacrifice and oblation will be removed. DeMar critiques the futurist interpretations of Daniel 9:27, seeing in it the Antichrist, not Jesus, as many preterists argue, who will confirm or strengthen, make firm, the covenant with many during the final 7 years. He mocks this interpretation by exclaiming, it's not Jesus who will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offering through his shed blood, it's the Antichrist. However, as argued in the last chapter, in every reference to the abomination of desolation in the book of Daniel, it is a self-exalting, evil ruler who removes the daily sacrifice from the sanctuary. All eschatological systems, including preterism, must leave room for a gap before Daniel's final week of years. Many preterists, following Clement of Alexandria, allow for a gap of 40 years between the Messiah who was cut off after the 69th week and the destruction of Jerusalem during the 70th week. Nevertheless, DeMar and others reject a gap altogether. He places the cutting off of the Messiah in the midpoint of the 70th week instead of immediately after the 69th week. He claims that the termination of the 70th week occurred exactly 3.5 years after the Lord's crucifixion, when the evangelistic effort focused upon Israel supposedly ended and the apostolic preaching of the Gentiles began. However, this interpretation is incorrect. The prophet Daniel had prayed for the Lord to show mercy to the Jewish nation by turning them from their iniquities and by putting an end to the desolation that had come upon Jerusalem, Daniel 9, 1 through 19. DeMar's interpretation strongly implies that the prophetic answer to these prayers was that the Romans would bring ultimate desolation upon Jerusalem. On the other hand, The future's position is the prophetic fulfillment of prophecy must include the final salvation of the Jewish nation, the eschatological redemption of Jerusalem, and the glorious return of Jesus Christ to usher in everlasting righteousness for the nation. In addition, DeMar's interpretation necessarily separates the abomination of desolation from the removal of the daily sacrifice, requiring the former event to have occurred 4 decades after the 70th week, which contradicts the temporal details of the prophecy. DeMar charges those who accept the traditional interpretation with denying the faithfulness of God. What would we think of such a deal? Could God ever delay keeping his promise in such a way and still be called a covenant-keeping God? No. The traditional interpretation teaches that the Lord will fulfill his promise to redeem Daniel's nation, city, and temple, albeit after a mysterious delay. This delay does not mean that God is slack to fulfill his promises, but that he is patiently waiting for his people to repent, 2 Peter 3:9. Ironically, the preterist position denies God's faithfulness by placing the terminus ad quem, i.e., the endpoint, of Daniel's prophecy in the first century AD without receiving the answer to his prayers and pleas for mercy for his desolate nation, city, and sanctuary. While the angel predicted specific prophetic events related to the final redemption of the nation, DeMar's position teaches the exact opposite. He argues that the prophecy terminated with the final destruction of the Jewish kingdom and the ultimate permanent rejection of the Jews in AD 70. Preterists admit that Daniel's prophecy reveals the cyclical nature of divine judgment. Matheson explains this view. Quote, Jeremiah provided a specific time text, Jeremiah 25:11-12 and 29:10, that was greatly extended in Daniel 9:24-27. Leviticus 26, especially verse 18, provides the covenantal basis for such extensions of judgment. Leviticus 26 also indicates that this principle of sevenfold judgment can be repeated many times. End quote. DeMar also correctly sees that the 70 years captivity mentioned in Jeremiah 29:10 provided the pattern for the 490 years of captivity in Daniel 9:24. It is not as apparent to preterists that desolations will continue until the Antichrist destroys Jerusalem and the Third Temple immediately prior to the national repentance and ultimate salvation of the Jewish nation.